proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
To the Jew first, a sermon by Robert Murray McShay. This message was preached November 17, 1839 in Dundee, Scotland, by Robert Murray McShay after returning from a special mission to the Jews of the Middle East. McShay challenged his church to get involved in taking the gospel to the Jewish people. As a result, Scottish churches began the first real missionary effort to reach Jews since the days of the apostles. To the Jew first. Most people are ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Who are not ashamed of it? A little company whose heart the Spirit of God has touched. They have felt that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. I draw from this that Paul says that the gospel should be preached first to the Jews for several reasons. Number one, because judgment will begin with them. Indignation and wrath to the Jew first. Romans 2:6-10. The Jews will be the first to stand forward at the bar of God to be judged. Why is this? Because they have had more light than any other people. God chose them out of the world to be His witnesses. Every prophet was sent first to them. Every evangelist and apostle had a message for them. Messiah came to them. He said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The word of God is still addressed to them. Their cup of wrath is fuller than that of other men. Is this not a reason why the gospel should be first preached to the Jew? They are ready to perish more dreadfully than other men. Shall we not seek to bring them first to the rock that is higher than they? Their case is more desperate than that of other men. Shall we not bring the good physician to them, who alone can bring them health and cure? For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. This is still His word to all His ministers. Begin at Jerusalem. Reason number two to go to the Jew first. It is like God to care for the Jews. It is the chief glory and joy of a soul to be like God. We should seek to be like God. The Bible shows that God has a peculiar affection for Israel. Moses told them, The Lord did not set His love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you. Deuteronomy 7:7. Strange, sovereign, most peculiar love. Should we not be like God in this peculiar attachment? But you say, God has cast them off. Hath God cast away His people which He foreknew? God forbid. The whole Bible contradicts such an idea. Read Jeremiah 31:20 and Isaiah 49:14-15. If we are filled with the Spirit of God, should we not love as He loves? Should we not write Israel upon the palms of our hands and resolve that through our mercy they also may obtain mercy? We will pause here and continue this sermon next time. To the Jew First by Robert Murray McShay.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.